If you are feeling that nudge inside of you, telling you that you are meant for something more, or that life is not meant to be this massive slugfest, then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Breaking Free with Lindsay podcast. I am Lindsay, and I am so glad you're here, because here we talk about breaking free from what we quote unquote should be doing, or from how we're told it needs to be done, so we can follow that whisper inside of us that is really calling us forward, that is pulling us forward to be our most authentic self and live the life that is on our heart. So this is all about shedding those fears, the limiting beliefs, the expectations that have been placed on you by society, your family, yourself, everything that is holding us back, and really living this free and beautiful life that we are meant to live. So if you are enjoying this podcast, please leave a 5-star review. It would really help me out and it would help others find it. Now, let's dive into today's episode. All right, I am delivering a harsh truth to you today, and it's not meant to be discouraging or defeating. It's meant to be awakening, to help you know that you are the very thing that you have been waiting for. There is no one coming to rescue you. There is no one coming to rescue you, save the day, dig you out of the hole. No one. When you look around at what's going on in the world today, we can see very clearly this very prevalent victim mentality. And it's not only prevalent, it is being actively encouraged. And we have this script, this program going on in our world, in our society, that your circumstances are never your fault. There is always someone else to blame. It's the economy, it's inflation, the government, gas prices, climate change. My husband won't let me. My boss didn't give me the promotion. It's because I'm a woman living in a patriarchal society. I'm black, I'm gay, I'm discriminated against, blah, 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 blah. When I was first learning to ride my motorbike here in Bali, I got stuck going up a hill. I had to stop. And then when I tried to start again and continue going up the hill, I didn't give it enough gas and I kind of started to tip. So I stopped myself. I stayed for a moment. I was trying to figure out what to do. I had a little bit of panic in me going, crap, now what? And a guy who was sitting at the side of the road with his buddy got up. He held the bike for me, gave me a push, and he helped me get started. And I'm sharing this story with you because I'm Canadian. And I felt like that would never happen in Canada. Like those two men, if that had happened in Canada, they would have just sat there and watched me struggle. I feel like this is true. They would be unwilling to get up and help out of fear that they might do something wrong or accidentally cause damage or get sued or something else. I don't know. But we don't help people out where I'm from in Canada because we're so conditioned to believe that if we do something wrong, it's our fault. We'll be to blame. We'll be at fault. Well, there might be financial impacts. We might like all of this stuff, or we might be overstepping and someone might get angry at us and we don't want to offend anyone, like the nonsense going on in our head. But my point is we're so conditioned to be finger pointing at other people, blaming other people for things that go wrong in our lives. That is our conditioning. We don't feel empowered to step up and take action. We kind of look around at others thinking that maybe someone else will step up and help, or you don't want to be the only one. So you kind of like everyone just waits. Everyone just kind of looks around at each other, waiting for someone else to take charge and lead the way, and then you can follow. But I'm here to tell you that nobody is coming to rescue you. Nobody is going to step up and say, I've got you, and take your hand and show you exactly what to do. There's nobody that's going to pull you out of the hole that you're stuck in if you feel stuck in a hole. Yet we wait. We complain that nothing is changing and we continue to be stuck while simultaneously refusing to move. But you're the only one that can move you. You're the only one that can rescue you. You are the only one who is responsible for your life and everything in it. And I know that might seem harsh, and if you let it land and really sink in, it will be one of the most empowering beliefs that you can adopt. You are responsible for everything in your life, from the amount of money that you have in your bank account to how people treat you. You're responsible for your successes and you're responsible for your failures. You. You and only you. No one else. It was your thoughts, beliefs, fears, and decisions that led you to the exact situation you find yourself in right now. And when you can fully begin to embrace this and understand the truth of this, it means that you have the power to change any part of your life that you don't like. You have the power. You are capable. You can change whatever it is in your life that you don't want, and you can replace it with something that you do want. We need to stop waiting for someone else to save us. We need to stop waiting for someone else to tell us that it's time to change, or here's the proven and guaranteed plan that will make you $100 million, or here's the man that's going to finally make you feel adequate and worthy and desired. No one can do this for you but you. No one else can fill these voids other than you. No one else can bring you success. No one else can bring you money. No one else can bring you anything that you want other than you. And the sooner you realize that you are the knight in shining armor that you've been waiting for, the sooner you can change your life. Once you take full and complete responsibility for absolutely everything in your life, then magic happens. The path to rescue yourself shows itself. It becomes clear. You are the one you've been waiting for. It's time to embrace this. It's time to see and believe that you are fully capable. Not that you have to do it all on your own, but that you can lead the way. You can be the leader of your own life. You can take charge of your own life and turn it into something remarkable, something that your heart is wanting and desiring. And then you get to be the shining light and this beacon of hope for others to do the same. But it starts with you. You are the hero that you've been waiting for, and it's time to embrace that. Before you go, I want to share one quick thing with you that is changing my life. If you're like me and you want more quality time with your family, or you're realizing that your current salary isn't quite giving you as much wiggle room as it used to, or you want to educate your kids outside of the system without it having huge financial impacts on your family, then I would love to share what I am doing to earn money, because money equals choice. I have a free webinar that talks about the high-ticket affiliate marketing business that I'm in, which is a business that, when done right, is one that can give you massive amounts of time and financial freedom. So if this at all intrigues you, head over to breakingfreewithlindsay.com/learn to learn more. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for listening.